With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. U.S. wildlife officials rejected petitions to protect Yellowstone National Park's storied bison herds, but pledged to consider protections for two other species, a tiny endangered squirrel in Arizona and bees that pollinate rare desert flowers in Nevada. Officials today said more habitat might be needed to ensure survival of the Mount Graham red squirrel. They also plan to weigh protections for the bees in Nevada's Mojave Desert, but not Yellowstone's 4,500 bison. Wildlife advocates have campaigned for decades to halt the routine slaughter of bison migrating out of Yellowstone to reach winter grazing grounds in Montana. Federal officials say BNSF Railways plan to build two bridges as part of a second railroad line in northern Idaho meets environmental requirements. The U.S. Coast Guard today issued a final environmental assessment for the bridges across Lake Ponderay and Sand Creek at Sandpoint, finding no significant impact. Glacier National Park officials have unveiled a new astronomical observatory at the St. Mary Visitor Center. The Missoulian reports the new Dusty Star Observatory houses a 20-inch telescope that costs about $35,000 and is among the largest telescopes in Montana. Montana wildlife managers have killed a black bear that had been running around residential areas on the south side of Billings. The bear was on the run for a little over an hour after the Billings Police Department was first called about it at 4 o'clock this morning. No injuries to people or pets were reported. Montana now has 12 times as many confirmed pertussis cases than at this time last year. That's according to the latest State Health Department report showing there are more than 440 reported pertussis or whooping cough cases in Montana. That compares to 37 cases at this time last year. Edward O'Brien reports.
Missoula County is seeing the vast majority of Montana's pertussis cases. As of Thursday, there were 169 confirmed reports.
This is an unprecedented number of cases.
Cindy Farr, Health Promotion Director at the Missoula City County Health Department, says that until now,
the highest number of cases that we've seen in one outbreak occurred several years ago, back in 2012, and we had 23 cases.
Farr says that could explain this recent surge. No one really saw it coming.
Pertussis wasn't what providers were thinking at all. And so we had some of our earlier cases that were coughing for weeks and weeks and weeks. I think that it just really got root in our community before it was recognized. Now we're having a much more difficult time getting rid of it.
Missoula cases are getting reported from across the age spectrum in both the vaccinated and unvaccinated. Whooping cough reports slowed this summer but did not go away altogether. Confirmed cases continued to roll in at an average of two per week. That has health officials on guard here at the start of the school year.
It's really important that everyone knows how to properly wash their hands, cover their cough, stay home if they're sick, keep their kids home if they're sick. And if they seem like they're having symptoms that, which I know sound a lot like a cold, runny nose, sneezing, mild to severe cough, then they should probably get checked out by a healthcare provider just to make sure that it's not pertussis.
People who have been vaccinated generally have less severe symptoms, but they can still spread the disease. According to the State Health Department, 22 counties have reported at least one pertussis case this year. The latest report from late last month shows Flathead County with 82 cases and 66 in Gallatin County. Yellowstone County has at least 10 confirmed cases.
With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Yesterday's hot, windy, red flag weather spurred the McCluskey Fire east of Butte to nearly triple in size. Fire team spokesperson Kristen Sleeper says today's weather has been more forgiving, but the 2,887-acre blaze in the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest is expected to continue growing into the evening. Firefighters are keeping track of future weather changes tonight heading into tomorrow, including potential gusty winds.
Wind directions are obviously a big concern, but any change in weather is just important as it relates to both fire behavior and planned operational activity.
Despite the wind, wet thunderstorms forecast tomorrow and Sunday should give firefighters a break. A tenth to a quarter inch of rain is expected tomorrow. Sleeper says 85 people are working the lightning-caused fire, which was first reported August 16th. There are also 8 engines, a water tender, and a helicopter with more personnel on the way. Sleeper says rugged, snag-filled terrain makes the fire too dangerous to attack directly. Instead, firefighters are about halfway finished with a line off the fire's perimeter. I'm Corin Cates-Carney.